We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRib English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about certain viewpoints and parts of the speeches of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk more about some of these beautiful and elegant viewpoints. Well, about the concept of piety, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Piety is the foundation of faith and the key to success." Well, this statement of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi focuses on the central role of taqwa or piety, or what we call as God consciousness. He tries to shed light on this very important concept, which is again important in the Islamic worldview. Well, faith or iman is not just a belief in doctrine, but it is deeply rooted in piety, which means that it is manifested through sincere devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa cultivates consciousness of God's presence. It guides believers to act ethically and keep up with justice, which aligns with the Islamic idea of faith and iman. The Holy Book of Quran even emphasizes the importance of piety as the cornerstone of faith. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Book of Quran states that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most pious of you. Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 13. We see that this verse highlights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values taqwa above all other things. Things like race and social status and lots of things. And he is in fact making it a fundamental measure of faith and righteousness. يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله صلى الله عليه صل يا رسول الله يا ربنا صل The Holy Book of Quran again repeatedly links piety with success and divine favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the Holy Book of Quran, we have this verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. And whosoever fears Allah, he will make a way for him to get out from difficulties. And he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. Surah Al-Talaq, verses number 2 and 3. About narrations, we have lots of narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that reinforce this concept. Imam Ali alayhi as-salam said, piety is the best provision for the journey of life. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also emphasized that piety is the essence of righteousness and the key to attaining and gaining Allah's pleasure. And in summary, Imam Khomeini's words reflect the belief that piety is the very important foundation that keeps faith and leads to spiritual success, whether in this world or in the hereafter, as it is emphasized in both the Holy Book of Quran and the narrations and prophetic traditions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say La ilaha.
كل